Parthas, I am Mishnah Hay, Hamamala Lo, Ulachata. Somebody take two jugs to the spring water. And he filled up one jug for himself and one jug to be used for the chatas. Chatas here is referring to the paraduma, which is called a chatas in the Torah. When Mala Eshalo Tzkila V'Kayishroi Be'asol V'Achakach Memala Eshal Chatas. He should go ahead and fill up the jug that he's going to use for his personal use and then tie it to the pole in which he's carrying the two jugs on his back, and only after he filled up the jug that he's using for his personal use should he fill up the jug that he's going to use for the chatas, for the para aduma. The emila shal chatas tchila v'achakach mila shalo puzzle. But if he does not do that, and instead he filled up the jug that he's going to use today for the para aduma first, and only after that he fills up the jug that he's going to use for his own personal use, the water that he filled up for the chatas is puzzled, invalid to be used for the ashes of the para aduma. And since he did a melacha, he did an activity in between filling up the water, the chatas, and putting the ashes in the water, that activity topples up the water that's going to be used for the chatas, as no activity, no malacha could be done in between filling up the water and putting the ashes from the Efer Aduma into the water. Noisin eshalo la'achrov ve'eshal chatas lefanav. When he put the two jugs on the pole, and he uses that pole to carry the two jugs, he put the pole on his shoulder, and he puts one jug in the front of the pole and one jug in the back of the pole. He should put the jug that he has water for his own personal use in the back of the pole, that'll be behind it. And the jug in which he has water for the chatas, he should put in the front of the pole, so that water will be in front of him. As it then is, that you have to guard carefully water that you filled up for the chatas, as the pasuk says, l'mishmeret l'mei nida. Mei nida is referring to the water that's used for the ashes of the paraduma. And the pasuk says, l'mishmeret, that it should be guarded carefully. So therefore, when you carry the water, you should have the water that holds the mei chatas in front of him, and behind him would be his own water that he uses for his own personal use. Then nothing is chatas la'chayrov puzzle. But if he does not do that, he switches it. He puts his own water in front of him, and on the back of the pole that's behind him, he put the water that's to be used for the para aduma. That water is puzzle, and since he is not guarding it carefully, that invalidates the water. Hayu shneim shochatas. Moitin echad lefanav, the echad la'chorav, kosher. Mipnei she'i efsher. But if somebody goes to the spring water to fill up two jugs, and both jugs are for the chatas, both jugs are to be used for the efer of the parasuma, in such a case, he has no choice. So he puts one jug in front of him, one jug on the side of the paw that will be carried in front of him, and the other jug on the back of the paw that will be carried behind him, and even so is kosher, because it's efsher, it's impossible to do it any other way. And the Rav is goris over here, mipnei she'efsher. He has in the Mishnah, not mipnei she'efsher, but he has mipnei she'efsher, because it's possible. Meaning to say, that even though we said that if you carry the water that's going to be used for the chatas behind you, that's not guarding it carefully and therefore is possible, that's only in such a case that the water that's in front of him is water that he uses for his own personal use. And the water that he uses for his own personal use is certainly not guarding very carefully. And the water for the paraduma is also not guarding carefully since it's behind him. But in such a case that both jugs are for the paraduma, so the water in front of him, he's certainly guarding carefully because it's to be used for the paraduma. And since he's guarding the water in front of him carefully, even the water that's behind him he'll have in mind as well. He'll guard that one carefully as well, even though it's behind him. And since the water in front of him that he's keeping his eye on, he's certainly guarding that carefully because it's for the paraduma. When he guards that, he'll also have in mind the water in back of him, and he'll be guarding that carefully as well. But in such a case that the water in front of him is his own water, he's not really keeping his eye on that, he'll forget about the water behind him as well. Since the water in front of him is not guarding carefully, he won't have in mind the water in back of him either. So therefore, the water is possible. But in this case, that both the water in front of him and the water behind him is water that is to be used for the Efer of the paraduma. Since he has his eye on the water in front of him, he'll keep in mind the water behind him as well. So that is considered guarding it carefully, and therefore it would be kosher. Second paraphrase, Zion Mishnah Vav, HaMelech Ez HaChevel B'Yado, L'Darko Kosher, U'Shalo L'Darko Pasul. Somebody who borrowed a rope, that he wants to use that rope to lower his kli into the spring water, to collect spring water, to be used for the kiddush of the Efer of the paraduma. And after he filled up the kli with the water for the paraduma, he wants to return the rope to the owner. He wants to return the rope between the time that he filled up the water and putting the ashes in the water. And as we said, you can't do any malacha in between filling up the water and putting the ashes in the water. And he returned the chavah before he turned the ashes in his water. If returning the chavah does not take him out of his way, is anyway going in that direction, in such a case, that's not considered a malacha, and the water would still be kosher. Since he did not go out of his way, even though he's carrying the rope, that's not considered a malacha and it's kosher. But if he has to go out of his way to return the rope to the owner, in such a case, that's considered a malachan activity. And since he did an activity in between filling up the water and putting the ashes in the water, the returning of the rope would be a malacha. That passes the water, and he would have to get different water for the Eifer or the Paradum. That halach liyavne gimel moadu. This shiloh was brought to the Chacham and the Sanhedrin. There were in Yavne three different Yamin Tobin, as the Sanhedrin had gone into exile to Yavne around the time of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. And the Chacham had this shiloh. Whether going out of your way to return the rope to its owner, is that considered a malach at the path of the water or the paraduma? And the first two times they went, they did not get a clear answer. The Chachamim disputed the Shailah. And the third yantar that they went to Yavne to bring the Shailah again to the Chachamim, the Chachamim were machshir, but only as a harasha, only as a psak for that time only. In other words, normally, it would be considered a malacha, and it would pass through the water. But during the time that the Chachamim were in Yavne, it was the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and it was very difficult to get mechatos, water, from the Eifer, the Paraduma, to sprinkle on Tmei Nesim. So therefore, since it was so difficult to get mechatos, they were more lenient, and they said that returning the Chevel to its owner, even if it takes you out of the way, is not considered a malacha, and therefore the water would be kosher. But only as a Rasha, that stock was only in a gear for those times only.